Hi, my name is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell. I wanted to take a quick look with you today at the new Azure Portal dashboard. If you log into the Azure Portal, you might notice some changes. First of all, you can click this dropdown and choose a different dashboard. You can create new custom dashboards. You can edit the currently selected dashboard. You can share the currently selected dashboard. You can go full screen, which removes the additional window Chrome. You can clone the current dashboard into a new one and then make customizations to it. And you can also delete the currently selected dashboard. Let's go ahead and create a new custom dashboard. We can go ahead and give the dashboard a name. So let's call this Trevor's DevOps Monitoring. Now, one of the things you'll notice is that you can add custom tiles to the dashboard. One of the really cool things about the new dashboard capability is that we have this new markdown tile. So what this markdown tile allows us to do is to build documentation directly into the dashboard. So let's go ahead and give this tile a title, and then we'll give it a subtitle. Under the content section here, we'll go ahead and build out some content. So we'll call this Important Resource Groups, and make that a H3 heading. And then we'll say, these resource groups are important for DevOps monitoring at Contoso. And then we'll go ahead and just list out some resource groups here. So Trevor Sullivan, and DevOps, and Contoso. And as you can see, we get this real-time preview of the markdown in the dashboard editor, which is pretty cool. So let's click the update button to confirm those changes. And you'll notice we can just drag this tile around. And we can also click the dots here to say that we're done customizing. Now, this is pretty cool, but let's add some more. So let's go back into Edit Dashboard and add some more tiles. We can search for tiles to add by resource type. So we can come in here and choose the type of resource that we want to filter our subscription for. We can also search for a specific resource that we want to add a tile for. We can also add resource group tiles and filter for resources based on the resource group that it's a member of. And we can also filter for resources based on tags. So if you're using Azure Resource Manager tags, this is a great way to filter for the resources that are relevant to the dashboard that you're currently building. So let's go ahead and find a storage account. So I'm going to come into filter by type, and then I'm going to look for storage accounts, and then I'm going to choose a specific storage account, in this case, Trevor Sullivan, and add a couple of counters from here. As you can see, I've got a blob count tile here, so I'll drag and drop that here. I've also got a blob container. So I'll go ahead and drag that out here. And if I click the dots here, I can actually resize these tiles to an appropriate size. So maybe I want the container count to be 2x2. So I'll go ahead and just reposition those as appropriate. Great, so now I've built this custom dashboard. If I want to go full screen and remove this additional navigation area, I can just click on full screen, and that gives me this nice monitoring view that I could put up on a very large monitor for an entire team to consume who's in the same local area, perhaps in the same room with each other. Now, if I want to share this dashboard with other users, I can simply click on the share button. Now, I can automatically add it to this dashboard's resource group, so it'll create that for me if it doesn't already exist, or if I uncheck that, I can simply add it to a resource group that already exists. So let's go ahead and choose an existing resource group. So I'm going to choose Trevor Sullivan here, and I'm going to publish this dashboard that we just created into that resource group. So now that we've published that and shared it into that resource group called Trevor Sullivan, I can delegate access to it. So I'm going to click on my resource groups node here and search for my resource group named Trevor Sullivan. Now I'm going to go into the resource management section, and I'm going to delegate access to a specific user. So as you can see, this Daniel Sullivan user already has access, but if I wanted to add a new user, I could simply come in here, choose the role for the resource group, and then search for the user that I want to add. So now let's switch over to a different browser session, and let's go ahead and open up the Azure portal. I'll go ahead and log in as the user that I delegated access to that resource group, and we'll get logged into the dashboard here. As you can see, we unpublished a previous version of the dashboard, so what we're going to do is actually come back in here and verify that we actually have access to that resource group. So sure enough, we still have access to the Trevor Sullivan resource group, and we're able to view the resources inside of it. So if we come back to the, if we click the Azure button and come back to the dashboard here, we have this drop-down that allows us to choose a different dashboard. So even though the currently selected dashboard no longer exists, we can come down to this Trevor's DevOps monitoring dashboard that we just created a moment ago. So that's how we can delegate access to a dashboard. If we switch back over to our authoring area, we can actually clone this dashboard and create a new one. So now we have this clone, and we're going to create one for Fabricam. And we can now drag and drop different tiles onto the Fabricam dashboard that are relevant to that organization. As you can see in our drop-down list here, we now have Trevor DevOps Monitoring, and we also have Trevor DevOps Monitoring for, specifically, Fabricam. So that's just a nice brief introduction to the new dashboarding capability in the Microsoft Azure portal. I hope you enjoyed it. Stick around for some other videos about the Microsoft Azure platform. Thanks again.